Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to remind everybody, coming up this Thursday is our Tabletop Expo. Come on down to the Doubletree from 5 to 7. It's our business after hours and Tabletop Expo. And I think our theme is called the Force of Business. So you can become in your favorite Star Wars character outfit. So I'm here with James Brose. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Well, and I, you know, when we, well, first I better plug this. You're with Intelligent Investment Management.
Correct.
Make sure I get that plug in. And when we were coming in, you said hello to Eric Nyquist, fellow Leadership of Plata.
Yeah. I had a great time last year with the LLP class, and Eric was a part of that. A lot of great folks. And so that was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, we had a good time and still having a good time. We're in our second year together now.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, congratulations and thanks for doing the Leadership of Plata.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great experience.
Well, we're not here to talk about Leadership of Plata. I mean, though we could go on and on probably about that, but I want to ask you, what distinguishes you as a local family-owned independent investment advisor practice? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you said, we're local and we are independent, which not a lot of advisors are. That's actually the minority. A lot of advisors out there work for big investment brokerage firms and they work on commission, which we do not. We also uphold the fiduciary standard, which a lot of them do not. And it's a basic business ethic, but we call it the highest standard in our industry, and that's putting clients before your own needs.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Thought.
well, and what a concept, because I've used investors over the years, obviously, you know, whether through a 401k, things of that nature, but that's very interesting when you say not commission driven.
Right, exactly. That's a huge thing. I've seen some research that less than 10% of advisors are fee only, meaning we just charge based on what we manage, and it's a flat fee based on that.
Interesting.
And so we always say that the people on commission, there can be a conflict of interest there.
Right.
You know, we all have to pay our bills. What's to say if the corporate office has one product that they get a 5% commission versus a 1%? How does that fit the needs of the actual investor?
So that may be, get kind of answers when I've seen sometimes, I'm not going to say, which investment firm, but you all of a sudden, I'm making this up, Rockfish or whatever, and all of a sudden you see you're buying into all these different mutual funds, and it could be that they're offering some incentive.
Exactly.
Super Bowl tickets or whatever to the broker.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. And we don't have that.
Okay.
So this is an honest, straightforward way to do it. It's the highest standard in the industry if you're a fiduciary.
Yeah.
I highly recommend, if you're with an investment advisor, ask them why they can't be a fiduciary for you, or are they a fiduciary? I think that's an important question.
Yeah, it is. Now, how do you make a difference in a client's financial lives based on your business model?
Well, we start with it's a relationship. You know, there's all this numbers and technical stuff that we have, and we feel comfortable with that. But if we forget the person and the relationship, and we start with trying to get to know the person and just know what they need, and then tailor things to their specific needs and goals. We can do the technical piece and invest their assets to make them grow for them, but we need to know what's their needs, what's their end goal.
Well, and I would assume, okay, so I was told, and of course I didn't listen because I was young, that when you start investing and start early, I remember my dad saying, does your company have a 401k match? And I was like, well, yeah. And he goes, are you taking advantage of it? I was like, well, no, and he goes, what's the match? I said, well, it's only 3%. He goes, yeah, but it's 100% return on your investment.
Exactly.
And so I would assume, I've told this to other younger individuals, even if you take 5% or 10%, whatever it is, pay yourself first.
Exactly.
Because you got time on your side.
Yep. The factor of time is the most important thing for younger investors, as well as when you get towards retirement, you have to try to guess how long you're going to live. That's
right.
Another factor, timing. So you need to start early and then contribute often, and then when you hit the retirement age, you have to plan for a long horizon. So there's a lot of timing aspects there. But when you get started early, that's one of the most important things, is to know that no matter what, you don't wait until you have $1,000 to contribute. You do, if you only have $100, you start contributing then. So my younger clients, I always focus on that, is just it doesn't matter how much, but just start and develop the habit.
Yes. That's right. And I say, too, if you don't see it in your paycheck, you never miss it. Mm-hmm. And it exactly. lowers your tax cost basis and all those
exactly.
fun things.
Yep, yep, you got it.
Yeah, now let me ask this, because by doing that investing, I would assume as you're talking with your clients too, you figure out where they are in their, you know, in their life. And I go, when I was younger, I could take more risk.
Yeah.
As I get older, I'm like, you know, I don't want to ride that roller coaster of the stock market or whatever. Right. So that's what you're talking about, you know, when you get to know your client too.
Yes. Over time, you need to make adjustments. And our industry has kind of changed on that a little bit. And that's due to the factor that we live long in retirement. Mm-hmm. So the average couple that turns 65 today, they're living 20 plus years in retirement. So the day you retire, you can't get dramatically risk averse, right. You still need growth. Over 20 years, there's going to be inflation that factors in, and that could impact your investments.
Yeah,
so you have
well,
to keep up with that.
I'm sorry I interrupted. And I also would assume, too, it's kind of like, what do you expect your income to be? Because I'm not going to be having the same income when I retire. Hopefully, my house is paid off and things like that. Right. I want to travel, you know, and be able to do some things. So sitting down and calculating that is probably priority one. So we touched base a little bit on some of the things that you're different from other firms, but what are some of the other things that I haven't touched base on? I'm trying to go through some of my notes that I took earlier. So I don't want to miss this, James. If you just turn and talk with James Bros, go ahead.
Well, one of the big things that we do active investing versus passive, because we feel the world is continuing to change. Mm-hmm. Passive investing and indexing, it's all the rage these days. Anybody can do it. But it's actually shooting for a C. If you went to school, do you want to shoot for a C or do you want to get better than a C? You know, if you index, you're exposed to everything, the good, bad, and the ugly. One thing about active investing, people get it wrong. Sometimes they say, oh, I think you can't outperform the average of the S&P 500. Well, all you have to do is get out some of the bad stuff. You don't have to have all the top stuff. But if you have 500 of those companies out there in an index, you get the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Any sports, I don't know if you're into sports, but
a little bit,
any sports team, you know, at the beginning of the year, there's a couple teams you already expect not to make it to the championship.
Right.
So to perform well on active investing, you got to get rid of that stuff. But it can be done. Active management responds to the environment that's out there. And in passive investing, you know, that's just a, you know, a full bet on what's out there.
Okay.
And if you don't know what you're doing, you just take the easy way out and you do that. And another thing that people don't know about that is there's a lot of money to pitch that. We were talking about commissions out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the money in the industry to sell people on, hey, just do this passive investing. And you're going to be better off if you've got a good advisor that knows what they're doing, can construct a portfolio that's broadly diversified, and can achieve better results.
Well, and I would think, too, that by you being local, somebody can not only just pick up the phone, but they can also walk in, you know, into Intelligence Investing and say, hey, James, I heard about this company. What do you know about it? You know, I did that one time with, I think it was Tractor Supply, and I was laughing because I looked at the, and I wish I the woulda, shoulda, coulda. Uh-huh. It's growing by like, you know, 1,000% when it first started, maybe back in the 90s. And I mean, it's exploded. It's been, you know, a great little company. And I would assume those are the kind of things that one of your clients can call you up, make an appointment, come in and sit down and talk with you.
Yeah, our clients or anybody else that has a question, we're always available. We offer free consultations to new people. If they've got questions about the field, not just investments, but financial planning, we're always open to that. We like to discuss what's going on and help people. We don't invest people's 401k plans for them unless they have the authority to grant that to us. So most of the time we have people come in and they're saying, what should I do with this company plan? Nobody's advising me on it. I get no help on it. Can you help me?
Right.
You know, so we can give them some general guidance on that, even if they're not a client.
Interesting. Now, what are some of the things that you work with currently? I mean, the market's been, you know, crazy. I mean, I you know, and okay, look in your crystal ball, James. Tell me right now, when is that bubble going to pop? I'm kidding. But what are some of the things that people come in and say, hey, this is what I need help on? What do you hear out there?
Well, just currently what's going on, the market, we think it's kind of overvalued. There's a lot of tension in the world dynamics here. Mm-hmm. And we say, you know, maybe we should play it safe. So we actually put out what we call an email blast to our clients. We emailed them all on a Monday and said, hey, you may want to think about it this way. Mm-hmm. Do you have enough money in cash if the market drops? Because right. A lot of times people get spooked, you know, and they can't handle the volatility. We're there to march them through those times when the market goes down, but you'd never know when the market could react dramatically. We can't predict what's going to happen.
Sure.
We invest for the long term, but along the way there'll be hiccups. But we say let's look at things. The market's kind of high. Should we take some gains now? Take some money off the table. Increase your emergency fund because mm-hmm. you should always have that, and then you'll feel better at night. We always do this thing called the sleep at night test. We invest so people can sleep at night and be comfortable. If they're not comfortable with their allocation or what's going on, then we need to sit down and talk and maybe adjust some few things. So that's something we did recently in reaction to what's going on these days.
Well, and that's the other thing too. Yeah, what keeps you up at night? And if you are, and it's funny because my wife will watch the market, you know, more than I do, and I just kind of look and go, you know, I can't touch it for another, you know, gosh, 12, 15 years. And so I'm more tolerable with mm-hmm. the fluctuations. Mm-hmm. With my mom's investments, I'm like, you know, do not lose the principal. You know, she's at that age where she needs to start pulling some money off of there. And that's what I think is, you know, just from what you're talking about, James, is that getting to know your client and giving that personal attention to detail and truly advising instead of a 1-800 number.
Yep, exactly. Well, there's this robot. You can hire a robot to do your investments, but then what do they know about what you're really feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Robots can't handle feelings. And so human advisors can. We sit down and talk, and it's the relationship part of it. And a lot of times, I mean, there's the technical piece of investments, but then there's all the other dynamics, which you're talking about. And you only get that through a personal relationship.
Now, so I don't want to forget, if somebody wants to come in and learn more and sit down and talk with you one-on-one, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, I think, you know, we have a great website, intelligentim.com is our website. Take a look at that. Get to know us. You can see our staff there and what we do a little bit. And if it makes sense, you know, give us a call and Laura will talk to you and ask you some initial questions and set up an appointment to talk to me. You know, it's free the first time. So
yeah.
Not a big deal.
So somebody can test drive your firm, so to speak, before.
Well, the first time we sit down, we have it called the Getting to Know You session, where we'll ask the client or potential client, tell me a little bit about you, and we'll tell you a little bit about us. Mm-hmm. Let's get to know each other. And if at the end of that hour or two that we sit down, we'll determine, you know, should we get back together and see if there's something for the future for both of us.
So it's kind of like dating.
It is kind of, yeah. You know, you want to know, like I said, it's a relationship. So we want to build strong relationships. And one of the things I'm most proud of is we retain clients year after year. We have about a 96 to 98% retention rate.
Really?
In our industry, about 90% is considered excellent. But every once in a while, we have a client, you know, that moves or things happen, you know, but 96 to 98% of our clients are. In fact, our first client way back in 96 is still with us.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, and I got to say, you know, in the chamber world, we talk about an 87% retention rate for a chamber our size is good. And you're talking 95-96% retention. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's what we've been talking about, relationship. We really focus on people and try to do what's best for them. Our fiduciary model, the highest standard in the industry, that's the way it's going. In the mm-hmm. old days of stockbrokers, you know, that was a commission-based system.
Right.
And a lot of things have changed since then. Now, it's harder to do to have a fiduciary standard, but we want to do the best, you know.
Well, once again, give your website and your phone number.
It's intelligentim.com, and the phone number is 403-1234.
That's easy, 403-1234 and intelligentim.com. James, correct. Thanks for coming in.
You
believe it? Time's up. I told you.
All right, thank you.
We have to send it back to the studios, and for all your chamber events, go to DurangoBusiness.org. See you Thursday night at the Expo at the Doubletree. Have a great day.